At 12 o'clock, we're now talking track work from Caulfield this morning, and Rob Nicholson was there. How was the morning, Rob?
It wasn't too bad, Nadia. A little bit breezy, but the rain's still staying away in the middle of winter, which is pleasant, and some very nice horses out on the track, which made it equally as good.
Okay, well, let's talk a little bit about some of the highlights. First of all, Mick Price had a few horses that went through their paces that are likely to line up on the weekend. Who are the main ones from the session?
Oh, I think Mighty Like was very impressive, as was Lank and Rupee. They were in the first jump out of the morning. Mighty Like ran quite nicely and ran through to the line. It was a nice run over 800 metres from the 1200 to the 400. Was probably, I would say, two or three lengths from being right up there, but keeping a little bit in hand, and should run very well in the handicap over the 1200 metres on Saturday. Lank and Rupee was equally good, bounced out this week very nicely and jumped out well and ran the 800 within himself, eased up a little bit towards the end, but going along very well, and we'll line up in the Bletchingley to kick off his campaign. They ran a really strong time behind Clinton McDonald's Danuki, who's flying at the moment, and the two jump outs. They ran a time of 47.69 for the 800, and that was low flying this morning. So all things considered, I would expect them all to be running very, very well, with Mighty Like the pick of them this week running at Caulfield. Mick's also got Miss Admiration, who has been going okay. Probably hasn't liked the fact that the Sting's been out of the ground where it's run, and had no joy at all when debuting on the synthetic. We'll look to improve with a dry track work, 1,400 metres this morning. Got home the last 400 in 24.43. Epic Moment will gallop tomorrow over 800, just keeping it nice and ready for the weekend. It'll likely contest Saturday in the three-year-old handicap over the, I believe it's the 1,100 metres, so just keeping it reasonably fresh. We'll just have a little gallop over the 800, as I said. Fuse and Yulong Shenghui, they work quite well together over 1,200. Really comfortable, 1 minute 28.82, and came home the last 400 in 24.44 on the steeple. Yulong Shenghui is going okay, has to overcome a weight, and will probably receive a bit of a weight relief with the apprentice going on board. While Fuse has been running pretty well, finishing second and fourth in its past two starts. So on what I saw this morning, their last 400 was pretty impressive. So of those two, I'd say Fuse would probably be the one. Special Diva was very good, working 1400 on the steeplegrass the reverse way, just going in evens, and quickened up the last 600, running home the last 400 in 24.45. I would expect Special Diva to be quite competitive. Wasn't far away when fourth in the Revette Series final last start, so I'd expect a terrific run once again from Special Diva. Pete's Dragon will back up. It ran on Saturday, so it just did a bit of figure eight work, trotting and cantering. Well, Princess of Queens, who was desperately unlucky when charging home late last start, when resuming, worked 1,200 metres in evens and got home the last 400 in 24.73. I think she's probably the pick of the fillies going into the Super Vobis 3-year-old fillies handicap over the 1,400. But overall, Princess of Queens and I think Special Diva should run well in that race, with Fuse running well in the three-year-old handicap over the 1,600 metres.
And also a few for Kieran Maher. He also had a couple that are worthy of mention that jumped out this morning too.
Yeah, Eat Dessert First and Ruby Sea work together. Ruby Sea's been in terrific form, going very well, having a win and a second from its two starts this preparation. Wasn't far away from winning last start, so I'd expect it to run well. And Eat Dessert First won in place in all five of its starts so far in its career. It's first and a second also this preparation. Eat Dessert First and Ruby Sea worked 800 on the steeple grass the reverse way. They really got around in good time in 50 and a half for the 800 and put the gas to the floor at the 400 metre mark, and Ruby C came home in 23.25. Beat Dessert First, not far behind in 23.5. So on those performances this morning, they certainly looked very, very impressive and will give Princess of Queens something to chase. Zolani was another one that worked very impressively, over 800 on the reverse steeple. It ran about a second slower in 51.5, but came home the last 400 in 23 flat. So Zolani's another one that can run a really bold race, and you would think that it could go very well. It's had five wins or places from eight starts, so it looks in good order, Zolani, and should run well, while Little Snitz had a trot and canter and will back up from a run last week. Bring a Rose and Kaching both had jump outs in the same one as Lankan Rupee and Danuki, and Mighty Like. Bring a Rose finished third, and finished about fourth or fifth, and Kaching was in a similar position. Kaching was in terrific looking order, and if you're just going on looks, Kaching looked outstanding. So wherever they go, I would suggest that they'll be running very well. They may well look towards running next week at Caulfield also, Nadia.
Okay, so that's a look at a few there for Kieran Ma. We've got a race that comes up in Devonport in two. Rob, let's talk a little bit about a few for Henry Dwyer, as we know his stable's having a very good run at the moment, and he had a few that are nominated for the weekend work this morning.
Yeah, Tantat Trusting and Heir to the Throne both worked together. They're over 1,000 metres on the steeple grass the reverse way. They just went even time, but quickened up nicely the last 400, Nadia, in 23.83. Tantat Trusting was a nice third on debut, and I'd expect it to continue to improve, while Heir to the Throne will head across to South Australia on Saturday to run in the Oaklands Plate, and it was a nice fourth. So when it made its debut at Echuca, I would expect both of them to run very well. Swampland's another one that worked well over 800 metres this morning the reverse way. Went 800 in 56.11, and the last 400 in a really cruisy 25.75. While Passover had a nice jump out in the same one as Lankan Rupee and Danuki, and probably just to give it a bit of a touch of sprint in its legs, just to improve it on its recent runs, Nads.
Okay, so there's a few there worthy of mention as well. Look, John Maloney, he's got Orient Line going great guns at the moment.
The horse is bouncing out of its skin, according to John. Took it for a little bit of a trot and canter and said the horse was pulling his shoulders out of his socket. So the horse has come through in outstanding order. Definitely be backing up, and I'd expect the horse to run very well. Had a really soft run the other day, only getting out late, and Craig Newitt will jump on board with Craig Williams having taken another ride for the race. So other than the switch of jockeys, the horse I don't think will mind one iota, and is running in outstanding form at the moment, Nadia.
No doubt at all about that. Now, we've got this Devonport race coming up, so I'll just get you to pause there, Rob, before we go to this race at Devonport, which is due in under 20 seconds. So let's have a look at some of the main ones in the betting for race number one. Actually, we just got news through that Devonport has gone back a race. So all races have gone back a race, and they do have an issue there with the track. So we do have a delay before Devonport. So, Rob, we'll return to you and go through some more track work highlights, starting off with Brendan McCarthy and Divine Mr. Artie. What did they do there?
Yeah, just worked 800 this morning, Nadia, and got home the last 400 in 25. Wasn't a bad run last start when going around, and I think Brendan's pretty happy with the way the horse is tracking along. Came from a long way back to finish within just under a length and a half of them in fifth. It's had four of eight wins or places at the track and three of seven at the distance. So I'd expect the horse to go very well in the handicap. Will probably be very similar in terms of form with Mighty Like, and I'd expect him to be extremely competitive also. Does go reasonably well second up as well, Nadia, and looks in terrific order going into Flemington on the weekend.
Wonderful. Also, Robert Smurden, he had a few that went through the jump outs as well as some horses who just worked normally this morning.
Yeah, every face looks in terrific order, Nards, and had a nice little go around in the jump out the first one of the morning. You can watch that one on the MRC website if you desire, and you'll get to see them go around. But every face looked in terrific order. I'd expect it to go around next week at Caulfield, Nards. Lavani's been going well. It was a terrific last start winner and worked quite nicely over the 1,200 just in evens and got home the last 600, hitting the line strongly. Don't have a time at the moment for the last 600, but nominated for four races. So Lavani should be very competitive wherever it goes, looking at either 1,400 or 1,600. Dalton is another last start winner who's been ticking along very nicely for Robert. And Reldas is nominated for the handicap at Caulfield and also up in Sydney. So he's a little bit hit and miss at the moment, Reldas. When he's on, he's very much on. But when he's off, he's just a little bit further down the track. Hopefully his work this week will provide him a good stepping stone to either Flemington or Sydney. I would suggest he may head to Sydney if there's a bit of give in the track up there.
What's Clinton McDonald doing with Danuki?
I would suggest, on what I've seen, he'd be looking at the Bletchingly, Nadia. The horse is absolutely flying. It came out last week in a jump out and beat Lincoln Rupee by three and a bit lengths and probably didn't win by as much, but ran an exceptionally sharp time in 47.69 this morning in the jump out and pushed out with Michael Walker on board this morning and looked terrific. He also had Sweet Perfume with Craig Williams in the same jump out, and it was just as impressive, finishing not far away from Lincoln Rupee. So, look, I think Danuki is in terrific form, looks in great order, and Sweet Perfume might be one a little bit further down the track in a couple of weeks that might run quite nicely as well over the short course distance.
Okay, so who do you feel are the main ones to take out of the morning session, Rob?
Oh, I think for next week you can certainly keep an eye on Danuki and Lincoln Rupee. I thought they were very impressive. For this week, I think you can do well with Princess of Queens, Fuse and Mighty Like running from his stable. Eat Dessert First, Ruby C from Kieran Maher's stable, looking great order. I think Lavani will run well for Robert Smurden. I would have a little each way on Heir to the Throne going over to South Australia for Henry Dwyer. Divine Mr. Artie was very, very good. And Orient Line, if it backs up in the same sort of form as it ran on Saturday, it'll be hard to beat once again, Nadia.
Good on you, Rob. We'll talk next week. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
There's Rob Nicholson with his report from Caulfield this morning. This is Winners on RSN 927. It's 14 past 12.